I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time. To become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, tonight's show will be jam-packed with information, some of it kind of mind-blowing, and it'll be centered around the whole concept of to jab or not to jab. That is the question, and the pun is intended to be or not to be. And we'll also be getting into several areas of disinformation that's out there. And as well, some amazing new science coming from the Heart and Math Institute related to reality creation. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the show in the usual manner by having a little bit of japa yoga or mantra repetition. And that'll be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari 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 Hari
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, one of my spiritual teachers, and that was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd like to take a moment to give my thanks, gratitude, and appreciation for the ET Yoga listening audience, just for being you. And I'd like to also invite listeners who have questions about any of the material presented on tonight's program can always email me at paperfungo@yahoo.ca. That's paper, P-A-P-E-R, fungo, F-U-N-G-O, all one word, at yahoo.ca. And also I'd like to invite the listeners to email me concerning any program content that you'd like to hear about. And if you do email me, rest assured you will get a response about any questions that you may have about material presented. And as well, nothing makes my day more than hearing about your successes, utilizing ideas, concepts, and techniques that are presented on ET Yoga. I'd like to take this opportunity to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you should also know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical, big pharma, mainstream media, and technology to the best of your ability given your particular circumstance. And I might add that I've been saying that for years now, long before the current crisis situation. And time permitting, I will give some more specific information about distancing yourself from technology later in the program, and that'll be time permitting. So related to the main topic of to jab or not to jab, I'd like to start off by giving all the positive benefits of taking it. And that can be done in about one sentence because there are no statistically proven health benefits, period. And that would be also concurred by Dr. Richard Fleming, as well as multiple other doctors who've been silenced that are now on alternative news because they keep getting thrown off of the normal channels that they used to use. And I'm not going to go into the list of how many doctors are out there that are telling us that. And I also can't tell you that even in being in multiple cabs over the last couple of years, I can't tell you how many times the cab driver has told me that they're vaxxed, so I can feel safe because I'm protected. Well, no, you're not. It doesn't protect you from getting the so-called COVID. And that's just another big myth, similar to the myth that if you didn't drop dead after taking the jab and you had some mild side effect, that everything's good. No, I'm sorry, but not the case. I'm going to give some highlights of an analysis by Annika, and she is a Pleiadian, and she's on a craft that's actually in orbit of Earth, about 300 miles up, and kind of interesting that ET Yoga can present an off-world analysis, and she did the analysis of the Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and Moderna inoculations, and these were decoded and studied by the Pleiadians. The others, in point of fact, in a separate analysis, Annika stated that they're all bad, like taking a bullet to the head. But these were the effects specifically of the mRNA vaccines. And the technology there, according to the Pleiadians, is not known on Earth. It is a Federation level, and it is known in the Pleiades and forbidden for use by a score of treaties, including Orion's with the Galactic Federation. It was not manufactured by humans. And I think that's really, really an important factor here, and especially probably mind-blowing to those who don't even believe in ETs. She also states that they can sterilize and they can change any structure of the brain with the creation of artificial neural networks created with the use of replicated stem cells inside the body of the vaccines. And this leads us to see that they would be able to control the world's population as cyborgs. They would think what they want, make them think what they want, and behave as they want, and the population will think they are their ideas. This is beyond mind control and beyond synthetic telepathy. They will be able to kill at will a particular person by remote control or a population, and it would be seen as natural because of other causes. And these are just the highlights of this report. And by the way, you can see this at Project Camelot. Carrie Cassidy has it posted there. And as well, the vaccines are remote controlled. And I'm going to stress this one again. Vaccines are remote controlled. And I remember way back in the initial stages of this coming out, there was Alfred Weber did an interview with a guy named Dr. Kosel Uch, who was channeling the consciousness of what's called COVID, and it describes itself as nanobot COVID-19, and also indicated that the situation could be turned off and on at will. I might also add that, in further continuing with some of the highlights of the Pleiadian analysis, that microwave networks will be used to turn them on or off, and the desired effects on each social group, they can do this at will. And this goes into 5G, but need not be 5G technology to activate. The graphene will be inside the subject cells in unique ways, and subject those that have it to specific ways and amounts of 5G, which would give it a unique frequency, also identifiable by Bluetooth-style microwave networks, which we see as congruent with calling it chipping of the world's population. So in point of fact, it is like chipping the world's population. And the biggest point of all, in my opinion, as a spiritual person, that they state that another point is what the vaccines have is a variant of black goo. It will isolate humans. It will transform them into beings controllable by the cabal that is under the control of the reptilians and Maitre, and that's M-A-I-T-R-E, which are basically the Greys, because the frequency of each person will no longer coincide with that of the original source with their soul signal. It will no longer enter them. Okay, now what this means is basically is that it's cutting, it'll change your frequency so that you're no longer coincide with that of the original source. Now, as a spiritual person, if you have any kind of brain cells working, you would understand that there is no choice related to whether you would take this or not. It is not a choice as a spiritual person. Now, I don't care if it's your job that's at stake or whatever's at stake. You can't cut yourself off from source. And so this is why really, truly spiritual people would never even consider this as a choice. You know, whether you're, and I appreciate this, places a lot more pressure on people with families and young children and whatever in terms of figuring out a way to, you know, make a livelihood. But unfortunately, there is no choice. You have to try to find a way. And I appreciate that can be very challenging for a lot of people. However, the facts are the facts. This is not just about your seasonal flu shot, which are also full of crap. And statistically, seniors who take these jabs have a significantly higher death rate than the normal range in the population, aside from age factor. And this kind of all comes down to that if since about, let's say even 2012, between 2012 and now, if you'd have not paid any attention to any alternative media, if you'd not paid any attention to anything related to what's going on in the world, you'd probably be just fine. But all of a sudden, in this topic, this has serious, serious, severe consequences. And it also, not to mention the side effects, the consequences spiritually and of them turning you into a cyborg, where all this the graphene in your system then is a signal that sends and receives information, and they can hook you up through the 5G network to a computer program, and you effectively become a cyborg. And also there's patents out as well on because you're like genetically modified food. You're a genetically modified human being that is patentable, and you have been patented. And technically, you're no longer a human. You become cyborg, which makes it legal to sell you off world as a cyborg as well. Talk about another definitely big downside. Now, in continuing with a further article that was put out by the Annika from the Pleiades, and she's Annika of Temur, that's a planet that's in the star system of the Pleiades. And Temur is the name of the planet. And I noticed their information is that Cosmic Agency, that's the website, Cosmic Agency, and there's multiple videos there. They do not channel Annika. They actually have a direct communication from them. An amazing setup here that's giving us also amazing information. And to continue from their most recent article, 5G does have a lot to do with this and may be the cause of many symptoms pinned or attributed to the coronavirus. 5G may have been used to emulate or impose symptoms on a localized group of the population, precisely like on the Diamond Princess cruise ship, which we think to be the case. And this is from their perspective. The Pleiadians' final position is that there is no virus, never has been, and never is. They are chasing, meaning the doctors, the flu, and the effects of 5G using nanobot from chemtrails and other sources. 5G can be used to activate or to produce the symptoms if the power is strong enough over the desired target. 5G alone can be lethal. 5G is not a telecommunications bandwidth. That is the excuse. It is a weapon against the people. We also have evidence that the vaccine against coronaviruses contain nanochip activated with 5G, and that can kill anyone at any time they decide to. Refuse the vaccine at all costs. I cannot stress this enough. This is from Annika, A-N-E-E-K-A, Annika, from Temer. This is her quote. Now, there's a series of questions and answers here that I think are highly interesting. One of the questions is, how can we stop ourselves from forced vaccinations? Which does remind me of a side, I guess, if you want to call it the benefit of taking the jab. Of course, it allows you certain conveniences, certain places you can't enter unless you have a green pass or proof of vaccine or bogus testing. So those would be some side benefits. And of course, the biggest problem being the pressure of loss of employment. And Annika says, I cannot give you a procedure. That does depend on you, but it is the danger. And you must refuse it as firmly as you would refuse a bullet to the head. There's not much difference. And just as a side note in their conversation, the next thing they talked about was adrenochrome, which according to Pleiadians is not the same as louche. It is related to adrenochrome. This leads to a highly concentrated blood from victims in high stress, and adrenaline is the people that take this, I guess the negative idea is because they do drink it. And louche, on the other hand, is an energy that is released during suffering and stress while alive. So we know that some of these extraterrestrials do feed off of the energy of fear, and that's called the louche, as opposed to the adrenochrome, which is something that these satanists basically drink. Now, back to the other questions that were given to the Pleiadians. One of the questions, a doctor has been giving me prescriptions for years. Are they poison, and what can we do? And Annika says, depends on which prescriptions. In general, they are poison. Remove as many as possible as soon as possible. If under blood cholesterol lowering drugs, remove them immediately. Do not take them. In general, don't take any big pharma drugs unless there is no other option. Another question. The Chinese deep state mantra, is this connected with the deep state in the Western countries? And Annika says, yes, they're working together and are part of the same cabal. Question, will there be a false extraterrestrial invasion? Annika says, yes, we're aware of that. The false ET invasion may be to cover up the real ET presence here, like the Federation, but also could be part of the cabal. Lies to control the people. It is possible. It is a possible scenario, and it is has been known since about the 1970s. Another question from is are mass arrests about to happen? Well, according to Anika, we do believe that there will be or are mass arrests, but we're still on the fringe about believing if the arrests are of the negative cabal members or arrests of the people that the negative cabal wants to get rid of. Interesting that they're still on the fence about that. Is the virus a way to have a war without weapons of mass destruction? Anika says, yes, it is precisely what's going on. It is a war against the people. Question, are virus tests dangerous? And Anika says, yes, they are. Question, is this a cover-up for the ascension? And Anika also says, this is lowering everyone's vibration and frequency, so we can say it is to stop ascension, yes. Question, does Organite and Shungite shield 5G? Anika says, yes, if it does work, if it's made properly. Another question. If they kill off humanity, what will they feed off of? Anika says they already have everything perfectly calculated. That is why they have graphene and this technology in the vaccines and not simply castor poison that does not even have traces. Or come out in toxicology autopsies. They simply have already calculated what and who they need and who they don't, and they only get rid of the surplus population according to them. It's not about whether or not there is overpopulation, but what they think is too much to control. The big cities are overcrowded because they are their human farms. And if there are too many waking up, they cannot be controlled, and they become a danger to those who control human society. Question, but those who will not be vaccinated will be starseeds and awakened people, so will they feed on them? Anika states that the fact that they are not vaccinated exposes them and brings them to light for what they are, so they could be eliminated in more direct ways, or simply with segregation. It will take a lot of intelligence to survive social segregation, and that is their plan. Interesting points brought up, and I thought fairly good questions as well. And another one of the questions, can you control the effects of the jab utilizing only the mind? And Anika says, do not be naive. The population in general will not be able to achieve that. To say that is criminal. Yes, you can control that with your mind in theory. But even Swaru, and Swaru is one of her colleagues, Pleiadian as well, and she says that even Swaru, who is highly advanced, gets side effects from time to time just from food. So it's interesting because actually Carrie Cassidy brought this point up as well. And she thinks that you can actually reverse this situation. And according to Anika, the process is irreversible. The question was, what can we then advise for people who have already been jabbed? And Anika says, look for ways to improve your health dramatically, improve your general health. Little else can be done. Still, some will be able to live for years after inoculation if it was only one. and that its purpose is not to be immediate. It also depends on the controllers, whether or not they activate the graphene vaccines. And blood transfusions from the vaccinated, what about that? Annika says not, because that would be virtually a guarantee that it would be the same as getting vaccinated. Do you get the graphene with PCR test? And she says definitely yes. It's a micro injection directly into the brain. And the interesting point here about what happens in a marriage if the if one is jabbed and the other not. And Annika says the only way to protect against vaccinated ones is by the same methods that have been used to isolate people with highly contagious diseases. That is isolation, distancing, and assigning personal utensils so that they are not shared. As for partners having sexual relations, as has always happened or has always been the case, everything is shared, even frequencies. So it is basically like a blood transfusion, and that is to say contagion is assured. What would you say to someone who says, I create my reality and I will be fine with it? And Annika says, yes, you create your reality. Everyone will create their reality. It is true. But not only by believing, but by living according to the reality that you want. And that means by living according to your personal reality, you will refuse anything that goes against that desired reality. And that would include inoculations. Note, I no longer say vaccines because these are not vaccines. They are forced inoculations. And the last question I'm going to address here is the concept that what would a vaccinated person infect a non-vaccinated vaccinated person with? And this is related to the whole concept of shedding. And according to Annika, they'll be infected with nanobots and also the body stress condition that exosomes cause that would affect the unvaccinated people by triggering medical conditions if applied to them. And that's depending on the health of the unvaccinated ones, because the inoculated ones are a zoo of latent conditions about to be triggered by the biological compounds of the STARS COVID-19 inoculations, in addition to the graphene and the nanotechnology. But the Pleiadians feel there's something else here, and they're trying to study that at the moment. And my just opinion on that is that they're likely going to find that it's the spike protein that's spreading. And this also relates to the whole concept that this spike protein and the prions, and that are also attached to graphene, takes about a year and a half for that to evolve into mad cow disease. And I might add that even John Tudor, the time traveler, talked about mad cow disease being a big issue in our time frame. And in point of fact, now if you do some research, you'll see that there are some isolated cases around the world of mad cow disease happening as we speak. And I suspect this will not peak until about fall of 2022. So, and very interesting questions and answers from Annika. I'm now going to shift gears here and get into some areas of disinformation that's out there. Because as the Pleiadians have pointed out, disinformation is a big factor going on in the world right now, and it's they infiltrate as in the powers that be every aspect of society, and particularly the spiritual community, which is an interesting point that I'd never really thought about before. And disinformation, as a general rule, is the way I pick up on it, is that there's usually some truth, and like a sandwich, there's truth in the beginning to suck you into listening to this particular source of information, and then there's the disinformation they want to dump on you and then follow it up with some more truth. So it's kind of like a sandwich with the disinformation in the middle. It's not always in that pattern. I think that, for example, the whole concept about Nasara and all this money they're going to be giving to you, as far as I'm concerned, yes, that's disinformation. It's a particle of truth because there is has been money and gold and everything. It's been stashed away and it's available, supposedly was to be made available to the public, but you can bet, rest assured it's not going to be. Maybe in, after the cabal is taken down, there are some possibilities, but we've been hearing about this for the last 10 years. So this is a perfect example. There's a particle of truth in this, but the bottom line is that it's disinformation. The Palladians call Ashtar Command, they call that Vatican trash, and I'm just quoting from Swaru. You can take that any way you want. Another one that's disinformation out there is the whole concept about Nibiru being close to us and going to cause all this havoc on the planet. Even Bashar, and I'll talk more about him in a minute, but even Bashar has stated, as do the Pleiadians, that Nibiru is nowhere to be seen. Okay, and if it is true that it has a 3,600-year orbit that kind of crosses our solar system, it's maybe halfway on its return. It's nowhere to be seen, and the Syrians also say that Nibiru is not a factor. So there's another. That's one of those psyops in the spiritual community that to create fear. In fact, the Palladians even state through Annika that Zechariah Sitchin was a cabal disinformer. That doesn't mean that the Sumerian tablets were false. They may have been there, but just because something's old doesn't mean it's true. And there are aspects of it that are true. Of course, that's what disinformation is all about. One of the biggest myths going on around that I'm hearing right now is a lot of people are taking this the jabs because they think, oh, they can take the jab and then they can do these detox programs. According to the Palladians, the process is irreversible, and these detox programs are only slightly effective, minimally. Like, it's not even a factor. So if you've fallen into that one, that's a kind of a big danger. The concept that med beds are going to be distributed all over the place. Well, there's going to be some new facilities in some hospitals, but according to Brad Johnson and his channeling of source information, there are zero plans at the moment to make this available to the public, as in zero. And if you really think about it, you know, these med beds, they can replace limbs, they can do age regression. They can even bring back the dead, as I understand it. Like, it's there's a debate: is it 24 or 48 hours, or is it within a 18-day period? They can even bring back the dead. I mean, these are incredible, an incredible technology that the Secret Space Force apparently has been confirmed by some ET groups as well. But the bottom line is, if you think about it, As soon as these are available, the whole big pharma is done. There's no need for them. In fact, there isn't any need for them now. There was a hospital, it's called the world's first medicineless hospital, that was developed in Beijing, China. It was the Qigong Center, and they dealt with like 200,000 patients over a 10-year period with an 85% success rate, utilized no operations and no big pharma. So, you know, technically they're not even needed now. But can you imagine if med beds were everywhere and people had access to that? Big pharma's done. And big pharma is one of the big players in manipulating what goes on the planet. That and two corporations, BlackRock and Vanguard. Apparently, these two corporations alone control all the other corporations, basically control everything that's going on. I'm going to mention another, what I call the, another method of disinformation is kind of like what Bashar has done for about 20 years. The guy's put out amazing information, highly accurate. And then after about 20 years or so of out there, then he brings up the fact that his home world, he's an Essasani, and his home world is controlled by three supercomputers. I think their names are Epsilon, Epiphany, and Enigma. And basically, his whole world's controlled by computer. And then he came out with the concept that when we can touch with AI and we start communicating with AI, we'll be communicating with our higher self. No, we'll be communicating with a fake higher self. And actually, this first interview that I heard from Alfred Weber with Kosaluch, Bashar was channeled as well through Kosaluch. Kosaluch is admittedly part of the cabal and has been chipped and is part of the Borg. And in my opinion, Bashar is part of the Borg as well. And on his website, you can go to it now at Bashar.org. You can see that his recommendation with related to how you deal with the COVID situation is follow the instructions of the World Health Organization. Well, in my opinion, World Health Organization is a criminal organization. So here we have supposedly spiritual Bashar recommending criminal organizations. As far as I'm concerned, he's part of the Borg as well as the Greys, which are mostly cloned robots. There's only about 2,000 real Greys that exist, as I understand it. And as well as you can bet that that new race of that they talk about, the Yael, no doubt are controlled by the AI as well. And according to Simon Parks, the reptilians, although publicly won't admit it, they're controlled by AI. So the bottom line here is this is another example of disinformation. And the last area of disinformation we had to talk about, and please don't call in because I'm not going to waste the last few minutes of the program trying to get into a discussion, but the flat earth is bogus. And as stated by the Pleiadians, and I'm going to mention the concept that Swarua said that all matter and manifestations are created with toroid geometry. They state that the Earth is not perfectly round, that it does have some areas that are, it's kind of more like a potato, that are more flat, let's say, than in some places. But this whole idea of the flat Earth is a psyop to basically get this information out there and get people to buy in to this concept of, which, if you think about it, takes us back to like the Middle Ages. They do bring up some interesting questions that if it's flat, what's on the other side? Nobody ever mentions that. And according to the main theory that it's flat, then there are no other planets. This is all a projection. And if there's no planets, then there's no ETs. So I guess there's no Alpha Draconians controlling us either. And so this is a big psyop to get people arguing because it's virtually non-provable among two people in a room. However, as I've said from the very beginning of all this, there was when I studied it, try to keep an open mind and listen to what these people are trying to convince us of, that number one is Magellan circled the planet, navigated the globe, and I've read the logs, actually, that were a historical record of where exactly he traveled to, and I found out, actually, Magellan didn't even make it all the way around. He was killed on an island near towards the completion of his journey. But clearly that was proven. The Earth was proven to be round a long time ago. And proof enough for me, of course, is that if you get out of your body and you go above the Earth far enough to look down on it, you'll see that it's round, not perfectly round. And according to the Pleiadians, Uranus, Neptune, Jupiter, these outer planets actually are round, and most other planets are similar to the Earth. The moon is perfectly round because it's an artificial construct. And you can go to Cosmic Agency, and at Cosmic Agency, they do have a video there of the Pleiadian perspective here concerning the flat Earth, and do address pretty much all the arguments that are the main ones that are brought up by those who are believers of that disinformation and psyop. So I thought I'd throw that one out there because I know a lot of people are into that, and I'm really shocked at some of the people that have bought into that theory. Basically, again, putting us back in the Stone Age with our thinking. So I hope you picked up some interesting information on tonight's program, and hopefully you probably knew a lot of it already. And as an ET Yoga listener, I would only expect that you'd be able to have some discernment and nose for the truth about some of these topics that have infiltrated our society. And of course, I guess one of the biggest psyops going is this, the hoax of a virus. And by the way, you can go back to, I think it was 2 weeks ago, or go through the archives of ET Yoga. ET Yoga, go to ET Yoga BBS Radio. And once you hit that page, you can scroll down to the archives. And one of the most recent programs was Viruses Aren't Not What You've Been Told They Are. Viruses are basically generated by our own bodies. When your body eliminates toxicity, excess toxicity, which can also be generated through 5G, when your body eliminates toxicity, it creates these symptoms that science calls virus. And you cannot come up, by the old definition of a vaccine, you cannot come up with a vaccine for a virus. And by the way, COVID-19 has never been isolated. And if you can't isolate something, how can you tell if there's a variant? There's another psyop. Everybody's has a different response to toxicity, and that's what creates variants. I mean, that's another just BS story. Thought I'd pass that on. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish my listening audience my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance, and success in the ascension process, also success during the solar flash event, and success in navigating your way through all these minefields. And in closing, I'd like to share with you the Who Am I technique, which is where you place the full attention in the center of the forehead and become that spot. And then you ask the question, who am I? And you can say that once or 10 times or as many times as you like. The bottom line here is to get to the highest place you know how to get to, become the spot in the center of your forehead, and then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.